88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard, speaking with David Price, Lenoxville Borough President. Hello.
Hello, Sylvia.
So you were interviewed by La Tribune on Monday concerning a subject that has once again come up, and that is the demerging of the borough of Lenoxville. Can you explain a little bit more about that to us?
Well, I think it all stems from the fact that Brompton is talking about a demerger because they're not happy with the situation of Sherbrooke trying to fuse them into the borough of Fleurimont and to take away to centralize a lot of their services. In Lenoxville, we feel much the same way. We're not in danger of being swallowed up by another borough, but the problem is we see a centralization of services as a way of slowly taking away, when the fusion of all these municipalities into one Sherbrooke, in the charter, there were certain rights that we had and certain services that were offered direct to citizens. And what's happening is by the centralization of these services, we can see that slowly we'll lose them, and therefore, comes the pause. They say, well, okay, maybe we should just go back to being, a municipality.
How could this come about? What would have to be done in order for this to take place?
It's extremely complicated and extremely expensive. I guess I have to start out like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it. People would really like to go back in that direction, but there's certain services that we're going to have to take from Sherbrooke, whether we want to or not. And in those services, they're going to be able to charge us basically what they want. They don't want us to leave. That's,
mm-hmm.
That's not a question there. But it's just that, we feel that slowly services have been taken away, or they've been centralized, and then they become very complicated to work with. The city of Sherbrooke is proposing this reduction of councillors and the centralization of services and the reduction to four boroughs. And that vote will take place on March the 3rd. But
okay.
In the meantime, the mayor has said that, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be having consultations on their proposal. Well, I've said right from the beginning they're not consultations, because he has said quite clearly that we're going to be voting on the proposition that he's put forward. So really, they're information meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you right off that I definitely will be voting against it.
Mm-hmm.
And as quite a few other of the independents will too. We feel that it's a loss of direct services to the citizens. Now, the mayor claims that there's a $2 million saving in this. We know much better than that, because in the minute you start, centralizing services, we've seen the results over the past 12 years since the merger, the number of employees have gone up. The minute you centralize something, it really ends up costing more. So, you might save the first year in the very short term, and on paper, it looks really good. But when we get down to the real brass tacks about it, we end up paying more. And that's what we're against. We say a lot of the services can be offered directly out of the boroughs at a far, far lower cost than having to go to the central system.
Well, we thank you very much for clearing this up for us today. I know you're a busy man and have to get back to whatever you were doing. So thanks, and perhaps we can get some updates in the future.
For sure, for sure. So thank you very much for looking at it.
David Price, Lenoxville Borough President.